Welcome to the world's greatest marketing radio show. I hope you're ready to increase your revenue and destroy your competition. Now, here's Matt Steffen.
Hey everybody, this is... Shut up. Come on, I gotta do this one. This is Matt Steffen, president of Imprinsic Marketing Group. Welcome to the world's greatest marketing radio show. I'm having a good time here today in Haddonfield, New Jersey, the center, the cradle of all marketing civilization known as Imprinsic Marketing Group. If you have not hired my marketing agency to increase your revenue, to dominate your competition, do so now. Call us at 856-888-2822. That's 856-888-2822. And listen. I'm going to tell you guys how to increase your sales on Black Friday. I'm sure you've heard of Black Friday. It's that wonderful day right before Thanksgiving. This year, it's actually on November the 28th that retailers alike can drive as much money as possible. In England, they call it Boxing Day. I've been in England, London proper specifically for Boxing Day. It's no different than Black Friday, except people are a lot kinder and gentler and patient. If that's a word. Maybe it's not. You tell me. Write me right now, mattsteffen@imprinsic.com. But in the meantime, I'm going to teach you exactly what to do. From now until Black Friday, you have 2 weeks to increase your revenue to drive as many sales as possible. This is my ingenious approach I invented years ago when I started Imprinsic Marketing Group. It's as good as it comes. It's literally going to drive tons of sales to your store and or website on Black Friday. So listen up. Here's the concept. If you're sitting at a table at Starbucks with a bunch of strangers and you wish to tell them, you know, give them sort of a sales roadmap to as to where to go, what to buy on Black Friday to save as much money as possible, and you're kind of teaching them this. This is what you're going to do. You're going to develop a blog. Go to blogger.com. It's a free blogger site. And you're going to be that third party. You're not representing your company right now. Whatever you sell, whatever you do, you're not. You're a third party organization. Think of yourself as a mom blogger, and you're going to teach people where to shop on Black Friday. Now, here's the genius of this approach. You're going to put parallel competitors of your own on there. Parallel competitors are people that are not directly in competition with you for the same business dollars. For example, if you sell toys, they sell electronics. So if you sell toys, say you're a toy shop in Haddonfield, New Jersey on Kings Highway, you're going to be listing Sears, right? You're going to be listing Best Buy for electronics, right? You're going to be listing Home Depot. You're not going to be listing KB Toys, Toys R Us, Walmart, not even Target. As we call it here in New Jersey, Target, you know what I'm saying. No, because they're your competitors. So you're going to operate this blog, you're going to be posting, and every single time you post a blog, you need to be listing, okay, so say you sell toys, we'll use that example. You're going to have a logo of Sears and say, you know, this is what's going to be on sale at Sears, you know, click here, give their URL, go there for the hours. And then along these show horses like Sears, Walmart, Target, whatever else, you're going to be listing your business. Say you sell women's clothing. You're going to have your women's clothing link there. And what you're doing, listen, what you're doing is you're putting yourself in a promotion with all these other giants of retail. If I take a mediocre horse who's never raced a day in his life and I put him in a stable with thoroughbreds, all of a sudden, the value of that horse goes up. If you just walk into that stable and you look at the horses and you say, oh, here's Green's Giant, here's Listerine, whatever. You know, those funny horse names they give them. I haven't gambled in years at the horse races. It's a lot of fun. Check it out. But my point is, when you put a horse like that in a stable like that, the value goes up. So by putting your business along all these other businesses that are running deals on Black Friday, what you're doing is you're driving sales to your clothing, your hardware, your toys, whatever you're selling. See what we're doing here? But again, you're doing it as a third-party source. We do a lot of this stuff for politicians. We'll endorse them on third-party sites. You see it done all the time. It's no surprise. But this is slightly new in the consumer world. So again, you're going to develop a blog as a third-party source showing people, giving them a sales roadmap on Black Friday of where to shop and when to shop. And along these other parallel competitors, people that are not competing directly with you, you're putting in your brand, your URL, your tongue-tied there, sorry, your products and services, your prices. I don't care if you have a website, you're selling stuff, e-commerce, if you're doing it in a store, get all your stuff there. Now that's phase one. Phase two is very, very simple. You're going to be advertising those posts on Facebook. So create a Facebook page, again, not for your company, not for your company, for this third-party source. We've called ours Black Friday Watch. You might want to call it a Where to Shop on Black Friday and this, that, the other thing. But here's what I want you to focus on. Here's a very, very important point. Localize it for your area. If you have a toy shop, again, in Haddonfield, New Jersey, the name of the blog could be Black Friday Deals in Camden County, New Jersey, because that's where the store is located. See what you're doing here? Because again, Black Friday deals can differ from store to store, from Best Buy to Best Buy, Walmart to Walmart. What you're doing is you're niching it for that area. If I see it, because again, we're about to do some Facebook advertising with this third-party blogger Facebook page, what you're going to be doing is niching it for an area. And again, if I see Black Friday deals for residents in Palmyra, New Jersey, I'm clicking. I'm going to say, great, where do I go? The local Best Buy, the local Target, the local Sears, whatever. The local whatever your company is. See what you're doing there? So what you're going to do is you're going to develop a Facebook page and share it with all your friends as quickly as possible. You're going to call it the same name as your blogger website and get all your friends to like it. You need at least 100 likes and then you can start advertising. Now, what are you advertising? I had an idiot locksmith not too long ago as a client. Just a horrible human being in every way. But either way, I took him on. I didn't know this when I started. And we ran one ad for him and he was dissatisfied. He was very unhappy because one ad didn't work. Well, one ad is never going to work. It's going to take usually at least 7 to start driving people. People don't see an ad and get excited about it necessarily. They have to see it continually over and over again. Then they start to know, like, and trust it. Then they're going to reach out to you. And then you get a real footing in your advertising. You can drive revenue. But he was unsatisfied. One ad, he wasn't happy. Goodbye, loser. But the point is, you're not a loser. But here's the difference. The difference is your ad is going to get eyeballs. Your ad is going to get clicks. Here's why. Because you're not a corporate advertising machine. Instead, you're giving people, again, a sales roadmap for Black Friday. So anybody thinking about shopping on Black Friday, you know, instead of having to go here, go there, click here, click there, they're going to be able to click your promotion that you're staging from a third-party blog and see where to go on Black Friday. Now, you're giving them real stuff. You're going to have to do a little bit of research with regard to, you know, the local places to go to on Black Friday. That's fine. You'll do that work. That's part of your content marketing strategy. But embedded in all that, you're promoting your own business, and there's the genius. They're going to say, oh, wow, well, if I need toys, I'll go here. Look at these deals. And they're not even going to necessarily think about the other guys or girls. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. But the point is, you're getting as much visibility while piggybacking off of the giants of retail. So try to run an ad at least once a day. If you could do $100 a day, even $60 a day to your target market. Again, your target market, so say it's toys. I imagine women in their third, a little bit younger these days as women are more and more promiscuous. So are men, I'll give you that. But we'll say, actually, no. I suppose women have been having kids the same age, since the beginning of history. It's just now they're not as married as they used to be, and neither are the men. Again, dual responsibility, I could care less, not passing judgment. My point is finding your target market. So we're looking at probably females 25 to 40. Don't discount the grandmoms. They like the savings too, so kick it up. Again, for that target market, and then another target market of, say, 45 to 65. Sound good? Great. So run those every day from now until Black Friday. Even if you have $20, $60 a day, run those to those target markets. If you're running into an older market, and don't forget the locality. For example, if you're Camden County, geographical radius within Camden County, within the major cities of Camden County, Camden, so on and so forth, or Cherry Hill, whatever you want to do. And then, again, two different ads. If you know who you're advertising it to, the location, the age, if you know their grandmothers because you're advertising it to older people, say that in the ad. You know, Black Friday tips for grandmoms in Camden County. Boom! If a woman is a grandmom in Camden County and she's scrolling through her Facebook page, well, I don't want older women have Facebook, don't discount them. I don't have the stats in front of me, but there's a lot of them. At least 60 to 70%, you'd be surprised. And guess what? If they're on there, you're marketing directly to them. So if you're talking about them specifically, they're going to click it. If you talk about a tall, strapping, world's greatest marketer, born in Philadelphia, lives in New Jersey, sexiest man alive, I'm clicking that ad because I know that's about me. That's just a joke and a digression. Actually, not the former. So anyway, you get my point. So listen, start doing that as soon as possible. Get that blog up, start blogging, and make, you know, give it some solidarity between that and the social media page. And you can use Twitter, you know, hashtagging, stuff like that to drive those sales. Hashtag might be Black Friday 2014, whatever it is. Concern yourself with that, but run the Facebook ads. That's what's going to drive the people and show them. And now, if you want to take it a step further, run some email marketing. Put MailChimp into that and say, you know, for Black Friday updates, fill in your information here, send them updates, again, as a third-party source, and then drive that sale. Listen, this has been a lot of fun. I'm going to give you last-minute updates next week on my marketing radio show. I hope you enjoyed this one. Have a great week, guys. Listen, do the stuff. It matters. It's going to drive revenue. Need any help? Call me at 856-888-2822. That's 856-888-2822. This has been the world's greatest marketing radio show. I'm Matthew Steffen. Your humble, not really, host. Have a great week. Call me if you need any help. This stuff is important. It works if you work it. Keep coming back. Proud of you guys. Keep up the good work. The economy is improving, and it's because of you. It's all because of you and what you're doing. I'm proud of you. Keep it up. I will too. Let's have a great week. Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
This has been the world's greatest marketing radio show. Often imitated, never equaled.